I want to share with you for just a few moments. This month's study is heart, soul, and strength. Heart, soul, and strength. And tonight's message is strength to the weary. You know, a lawyer came to Jesus in Matthew chapter 22, and he asked Jesus in verse 36, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." That's good news, isn't it? We've got to love God with everything on the inside of us, and we need to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And friend, I'm here to tell you tonight that you may feel weak and weary in this fight of life. How many here tonight are feeling a little weak, maybe a little weary in this fight, in this walk of life? To strengthen yourself on the inside, you need to begin loving the Lord your God with all that is on the inside of you. Is that good news here tonight? All right, tonight's passage is from Isaiah chapter 40. We're going to be reading from verses 28 through 31. So just a historical overview here of this part of Isaiah. Isaiah chapters 40 through 66 prophesies the captivity of the Jewish people to Babylon. Babylon was the oppressive nation, and that God would deliver them. And then chapter 40 of Isaiah, where we will read tonight, is a prophecy of comfort to those who would be taken captive to Babylon. You see, the Jewish people were taken captive to Babylon because of their own sins, because they committed idolatry, they sinned against God, and they were taken captive to Babylon. And Isaiah is prophesying this, but he's also prophesying a word of comfort in Isaiah chapter 40. So we're going to pick it up in verse 28 of Isaiah 40, and it says this: "Do you not know, have you not heard, the Lord is the everlasting God?" And as I was driving here tonight, that song was on. You are the everlasting God. The Lord is the everlasting God. He is, in other words, the eternal God. He's the God that always was, the God that always is, and the God that always will be. He was saying, Isaiah, that God never changes. What was he telling the captives to Babylon? What was he telling them? He was telling them that God never changes. God doesn't lie. His promise of your deliverance from captivity to Babylon will stand. Is that making sense here tonight? Then he says, the creator of the ends of the earth. Creator of the ends of the earth. If God created the world and everything in it, you Jewish captives, then he can do the smaller task of guarding you, protecting you, and delivering you from Babylonian captivity. And then it says this: God will not grow tired nor weary. God will not grow tired nor weary. He's encouraging these people who would be captives to Babylon. In other words, he was saying God is the omnipotent God. His energy, his strength is inexhaustible. And then he says this, his understanding, God's understanding, no one can fathom. In other words, God is the omniscient God. He is the all-knowing God. That's good news for us here tonight, right? And then it says, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. And so you might be feeling weary on the inside here tonight. In this fight of life, in this walk of life, you might be growing weary on the inside. Maybe you've been believing for deliverance and it hasn't come yet, and you're growing tired. Maybe you want to give up. Just keep hoping in God. And then he says this: even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. In other words, he's saying even the healthiest of the human race, youths, those who have youthful vigor, those who are called to dangerous tasks, they also grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But the good news tonight is that God never grows weary. God never grows tired. God's strength and his power is inexhaustible. Say it with me tonight. I serve an omnipotent God, an all-powerful God. in Jesus' name. Amen. And in verse 31 of Isaiah 40, he says this. He says, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength." Those who wait on the Lord, those who trust in the Lord, those who have confident expectation in the Lord, those who have faith in the Lord will renew their strength. And so for these people, these Jewish people, their oppressive force would be the nation of Babylon. My question to you tonight is this: what is the oppressive force in your life? You know, oppression can zap you of strength. How many would agree here tonight that oppression can zap you of strength? Maybe you've grown weary under the weight of oppression. Maybe you've been believing for deliverance, as I said earlier, and you feel like giving up, but keep holding on to God. Maybe the oppressive force in your life tonight is the stronghold of sin. Maybe it's a drinking habit. Maybe you became sober and then you fell back into drinking. And with all your natural strength, you're trying to overcome, trying to get deliverance from this drinking habit. Maybe it's a drug addiction. Maybe you were sober, but maybe you fell back into this drug addiction. And with all your human and natural strength, you've been trying to get victory over this drug addiction. Maybe it's physical sickness tonight that is your oppressing force. You know, maybe it's a bad heart diagnosis. Maybe it was a bad kidney diagnosis. Maybe it was cancer in your body that you were diagnosed with. You've been believing for deliverance. You've been trying everything in your natural strength to overcome infirmity and physical sickness in your life. And maybe tonight, in waiting, you've become tired and weary. But God gives us strength. Maybe your oppressive force tonight is financial lack. You find yourself at the shelters in downtown Tulsa all the time. It seems like you can never get out. It seems like you never have enough finances to pay your bills. And with everything on the inside side of you, in your own human natural strength and ability, you've tried to get out of the system and you've gotten tired of waiting. You feel like giving up. Has anybody ever been there before? But you know what? Only with God can the shackles of oppression be broken off of your life. You can try everything you want to try in the natural with your own human strength, but we serve a supernatural God. And only with God, the supernatural one, can the shackles of oppression be broken off of your life. Is that good news here tonight? Amen. The key verse tonight is Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Another translation says that those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. Are you waiting upon the Lord God Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth? What does it mean to wait in this passage? Those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. What does wait mean? To wait means to confidently expect in God. To wait means to trust in God. To wait means to have hope in God. Those who wait upon the Lord, those who confidently expect from God, those who trust in God, those who hope in God will have their strength on the inside renewed. Amen? You know, God will renew and increase the strength of those who wait on Him. Maybe on the inside you feel weary, you feel weak. Your strength is waning. But I encourage you tonight, start waiting on the Lord. And as you wait upon the Lord, He will build you up spiritually on the inside so that you can receive that miracle, that deliverance that He has promised to you personally. As you wait upon the Lord, as I said, He will increase your inner strength. You'll be able to persevere and not give up until your deliverance manifests. Let me say it again. As you wait upon the Lord, He will increase your inner strength. You'll be able to persevere and not give up until your deliverance, your miracle appears in your life. Amen. You know, payday with God is not always Friday. God is always on time. And your miracle may not come immediately, but I encourage you tonight, keep trusting in the Almighty God. Keep waiting on the Almighty God. He's got a miracle. He's got deliverance from that oppressive force in your life. So you might be wondering tonight, well, how do I wait upon the Lord? That's the question. How do I wait upon the Lord? How do I increase my trust in Him? How do we wait upon the Lord? What practical steps are we to take? Psalm 77. Last time I was here with you guys, I shared on this a little bit. Not on this psalm, but on this concept. Remembering Psalm 77. We're talking about how to wait upon the Lord. Psalm 77. How to grow your trust in the Lord. Psalm 77, verse 11. And it says this, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. Friend, one of the ways to increase your trust in God, one of the ways to wait upon the Lord is to remember His miracles in your life of long ago. What good thing did God do for you way back when? Maybe it was a bus ticket. Maybe it was a day's worth of groceries. Maybe it was a cup of coffee. Maybe it was somebody who came to the bridge and spent some time with you. Those good things, those little miracles came from the hand of God. Remember the miracles of long ago. God never changes. The God who did it for you way back when you needed a bus ticket, when you needed food, when you needed some money, when you needed some companionship. The God who did it for you way back when is the same God, never changing, who can do it for you today in a bigger way. Remember the miracles of long ago. Remember what God, I just want you to think for a few moments of something good recently, a year ago, 2 years ago, that has happened in your life. Think about something, however small it is. That good thing did not happen just by chance. That good thing came from the hand of God. Your every single breath comes from the hand of Almighty God. And the God who did it for you then, remember those miracles, is the same God, the never-changing God, the faithful God who can do it for you today in August 2017. So that's how you increase. One of the ways you increase your trust in God, one of the ways you wait upon the Lord is by remembering those miracles. You might have needed a bus ticket way back when. Maybe today you need a month's worth of rent. Guess what? The God who provided the bus ticket is the same God who could provide the rent money. The God who could provide you a job. The God who could provide you a better paying job. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Another way to increase your trust in the Lord, another way to wait upon the Lord is by hearing and studying the Word of God. What does Paul write to the Romans? What does he write to the Romans? Romans 10, verse 17. He says this. He says, faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Do you want to grow in your trust in God? Do you want to grow in your faith in God? Do you want to wait upon the Lord? Then start getting into the written Word of God. This will grow your trust and your faith in the God of Israel, the God of this world. You got to start getting into the Word. I encourage you to read the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Read about the miracles of Jesus, the miracles Jesus performed when He walked this earth over 2,000 years ago. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. If you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, you'll find the miracles that Jesus, the miracles that Paul performed when they walked this earth. And that'll increase your faith, because in your mind you've got to know, in your heart you've got to know, that the Scripture says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means that Jesus never changes. The Jesus who performed miracles 2,000 years ago in Israel is the same Jesus who lives on the inside of you. And it's the same Jesus who can do that miracle in your life. Could you say amen here tonight? And it's as you read about the miracles of Jesus in the Gospels, as you read the Word of God, the washing of the water of the Word is when your faith and your trust in God will increase. You're waiting upon the Lord as you get into His written Word. It won't cut it to read the Word of God two or three times a year. Some people have this idea that, yeah, I can just get into the Word on Easter, at Thanksgiving, at Christmas time. That ain't going to cut it. You've got to get into the Word of God on a consistent basis. How many like to read the news pretty consistently to know what's going on in this city and around the world, right? A lot of it is negative. Why not get into a positive book? The best book of all, the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, and let it influence your thought and your heart, your mind in your heart. Is that making sense here tonight? The books that you read, the media that you read, the newspapers you read, the magazines you read will influence the way that you think. As I said, why not read the greatest, most famous book in the world, the Bible, and let this influence your mind, your thoughts, and your spirit. Read about Jesus, the miracles He performed, the deliverances He performed, the raising back to life those who were dead. That same Jesus could bring about deliverance from that oppressive force in your life in modern day 2017. Do you believe that tonight? Another way to wait upon the Lord to increase your trust in God is by doing what? Very important. By reaching out to those less fortunate than yourself. Reaching out to those less fortunate than yourself. Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind." And the second one is just as important. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. To increase in your trust in God, to wait upon the Lord, you've got to reach out to others. What you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. Galatians 6:7. Whatever a man sows, whatever a woman sows, that also shall she reap. Whatever you sow, that also shall you reap. Let me say it again. What you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. If you take care of God's business, which is other people, God will take care of your business. Let me say it again. If you take care of God's business, which is other people, God will take care of your business. The miracle you need, the deliverance from oppression that you need. That making sense? I'm going to give you a personal illustration. Some of you may have heard this story before, but back in 2006, I was going through a really tough time in my life. I was in the cave of depression. Depression was the oppressive force in my life. I was in this cave of depression. I didn't want to get up. I didn't want to see other people. I didn't want to eat. It lasted for about 2 months, close to the fall of 2006. Certain things that happened in my life, I won't get into details, but I was really depressed on the inside. And normally when a person is depressed, they're focusing on their problem. They're focusing on their loss. They're focusing on, "I can't believe it happened to me." I was stuck in a cave of depression in 2006. But you know what? But you know what? I started reaching out to other people. I found a couple of families that were really in financial need. Said, I was really depressed. If you're going through depression tonight, I know where you're at. I was really depressed. It was a really tough time in my life. But I found a couple of families that were in greater need than myself financially. You know what? I sacrificed. I put death to self. I reached out beyond myself, and I made financial donations to these two different families. And I tell you, friends, it was awesome. In my cave of depression, I reached out beyond myself. God gave me His divine empowerment and enablement. And I'm telling you, within days, that depression started leaving my life. I started climbing out of the cave of depression. I felt like I was soaring like an eagle with the Almighty God. Now, I was taking care of God's business, other people, and God was taking care of my business. He pulled me out of the cave of depression. He removed that oppressive force from my life. And the end of 2006 was absolutely great. 2007 was a great year. And if God did it for me, God can do it for you. And it says this in Isaiah chapter 40. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. So if you hope in the Lord, if you trust in the Lord, if you increase your trust in the Lord in the ways we talked about, by remembering His miracles that He did for you in the past, by reading His Word, reading about the miracles of Jesus, by taking care of God's business, other people, guess what? He will renew. He will increase your strength on the inside. He will increase that inner strength so that you won't give up, so that you will persevere until that oppressive force is completely eradicated from your life in Jesus' name. Is that good news? Amen. Say it with me tonight. I will wait upon the Lord. I will trust in God. I'm going to attempt to grow my trust in God. Remembering His miracles. Studying His Word. And reaching out to other people. In Jesus' name. Amen. God loves you so very much. As you were listening tonight, you might have thought, you know what? There is oppression in my life. There is oppression in my life. But I want those shackles of oppression to be broken off my life in Jesus' name. If that's you here tonight, raise your hand. There's oppression in your life. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. But remember the miracles. Study the Word of God and take care of God's business. So if you're dealing with some type of oppressive force in your life, God wants to give you a miracle. God wants to deliver you. The deliverance may not happen instantly, but God, as you trust in the Lord, as you wait upon the Lord, He's going to increase your inner strength for those shackles of oppression to come off your life. So Father God, I come to You in the name of Jesus tonight for my brothers and sisters who are dealing with some type of oppression in their life. You know exactly what it is. God, I thank You that as they wait upon You, as they grow their trust in You, You will increase their inner strength and give them the strength and the power to persevere until that deliverance manifests in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.